70. Parakhas halacha beis. Okay, easy gemara tonight, but we got to cover a lot. Page 70. Now, money malak and shulchan peya b'shaiton. The poor people are believed to say that the grain they are selling is grain they have collected from leket shulchan peya at the time that the crop is prevalent. And then, if whoever buys it is exempt from giving trumas or maaseros. By maaseron ibechol shana, so throughout the year, the poor person believed to say that the crop which he is now selling is maaseroni, which is also exempt from trumas or maaseros. Uvein levi neman lolam, levi is always believed to say that the crop he's giving you is maaser, which is exempt not from trumas maaser, but is exempt from the original truma, because the maaser to levi is traditionally given after the truma, so that's exempt from truma and from Meiser. Vein on their money mel al dovish derech miyodam lios nogin kain. They only believed on things where people conduct themselves in such a fashion to give to them, and we will see that expanded part in the Gemara. Ad Eichon, says the Gemara, how much do we believe that they actually collected from Leket Shichon Peah, and they're not making up the story? Ad Mokum Shadako Leilach V'lavo, V'yobo Bayom, to the extent that they could go and collect that much, and that's in one day. In that day, says the Gemara, but Ma'aseh, there was a Ma'aseh which occurred. V'amin Rebbe, Rebbe believed v'chamisha achin, that five brothers collected v'chamisha kurin shalchitim, five measures of grain, even though it occurs an astronomical amount. It means each one he collected an astronomical amount of grain. Nonetheless, he gave them credibility on such to say that, oh, that was like a chichlapeo. Says Mar, if Afshakin is a possibility, he collected so much in one day. Says Mar, yeah, Elamikot, it's not from one field. Elamikot Savchar, they collected a little bit from here, Mikot Savchar, and a little bit from there, and before you know it, Kura Solik, it adds up to a core, and that's how they match it up to a full core of the Leket Shichon Pei on that day. And Ray believed them and all that, and they were exempt from Drumas and Mises on all that stuff. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer de Roma, Lezer from the south, Boykum Rabbi Yossi, he asked in front of Rabbi Yossi, Mastisin the Rabbi Eliezer, is our Mishnah going to Rabbi Eliezer? The Rabbi Eliezer or my Rabbi Lez, we know held Neman al Sheni, Neman al Rishon. One is given credibility on Meiser Sheni, is given credibility on Meiser Rishon. In other words, where we believe somebody to say he took off Meiser Sheni, we also believe him to say that he took off Meiser Rishon. Meiser Sheni is, of course, that which is brought to Yerushalayim or redeemed and the money brought to Yerushalayim. Meiser is that which is given to the Levi. So wherever it's believed that Meiser Sheni is, be a Meiser Rishon. Here, too, it seems we're believing the Levi altogether. In other words, it said here, Ben Levi, Neman Liyolov, so he's believed on everything, both on his Meiser and on any other Meiser, so we see clearly that we believe him on everything, not just on one specific thing, to say that which he's giving us is Meiser Rishon. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi said, Divrei HaKoli, our Mishnah is going to everybody. Shan Yoyi, here it's different. She'ein Adam Oseh Dovar Erva. A person doesn't do Badavar Erva. And here the Ridbaz changes it to Orum. A person doesn't, Orum means treachery. A person does not do treacherous things in our case over here. In other words, a person who's believed in Rabban on hold, that if a person believed on Meiser Sheni, he's not believed on Meiser Rishon. Because Meiser Sheni, he gets the key, but just brings to Yerushalayim. Meiser Rishon, he's not believed on, because Meiser Rishon, he has to give away to a Levi. So therefore, we don't believe on Meiser Rishon, because he might be lying. But here, by definition, the Levi got the Meiser Rishon, right? So what? So therefore, in this case, let me just find you the place here. From Parakhas Halacha Beis. You put a place mark here. Okay. So in this case over here, so where it's about a case where the person when he's giving you the grain, you're over here where it says that
Let me start again with two dots quickly. Rabbi Lezer, okay? Rabbi Lezer, just for Dr. Sabadell's benefit. Rabbi Lezer, Dura, Boy, Kamer, Rabbi Yossi, that's for Rabbi Yossi. Masis, Rabbi Lezer, sounds like our Mishnah, like Rabbi Lezer, because we say that we believe the Levi and the Oni, that whatever they're giving us is from Maaser Rishon or Maaser Oni, and that's considered to be sufficient to tell us that we don't have to take off Trumas and Maasers on it. And that's going to look Rabbi Lezer, who said, to Rabbi Eliezer, Omar, Neman al Shani, Neman al Rishon. Some believe the Maaser Shani is believing Maaser Rishon. Rabbanon argue with that. Rabbanon hold that some is believing Maaser Shani to tell him Maaser Shani was taken off is not necessarily believing Maaser Rishon, because Maaser Rishon has to be given away, and it's not believed to say it was given away. Maaser Shani, which can be redeemed, maybe it did take off. Rabbi Yossi, so now Rabbi Yossi said, Divrei HaKoli, our mission could be going like everybody. Even going to Rabbanon who say that a Neman al Shani is not Neman al Rishon, here it could be going like them also, because the Shani Yocha here it's different. Shadow the Moise Bedovar Orma Orum, it says your Erva really should say Orum or Orma according to the Bnei Moshe Reed Baz. In other words, we don't think that he's being treacherous over here. Why? So it's Bnei Moshe explains that we don't think that a Levi is going to refrain from taking the Trumas Meiser on his Meiser. Some of you took off Meiser Sheni, we're still suspicious, maybe he's not going to take off Meiser Rishon, because that he has to give away. But the Levi, he for him to take off Trumas Meiser is not a big deal. Especially because, I'm going to add the additional score here, because Truma is much more severe than Meiser. Somebody is cautioned not to take off Meiser, because people think Meiser is not as severe as Truma. It's not true. If your grade is not tithed with Meiser, it's just as bad as if it was not tithed with Truma. You're high of courage for that, for eating that. However, people, Amaratzim, think that Truma is more severe, since it goes to Kohen and Alatita, than Meiser. So therefore, people might not necessarily believe to say that they took off Meiser Rishon just because they took off Meiser Sheni. But a lady who tells you that this is Meiser Rishon, everybody will agree that he's believed to say that he took off Trumas Meiser and gave that Trumas Meiser to the Kohen. Okay? That for sure is going to be believed on. So says the Gemara, again, Lonechsha, the Levi's not assumed that he's going to do a Dovar Erva here again. The Gersha should be Orma. He's not, don't assume he's going to do a treacherous thing. Rabbi Lezer B'Shem Rabbi Yoshua said, Kishem Shalom Nechsha do, and that's really what we're about to say, Kishem Shalom Nechsha Yisrael Truma Gedoylo, just like Yisrael is not suspect, not to take off Truma, not to take off Meiser, they are suspect on Maratzim. Again, because they make a mistake and think that the Truma is more severe, therefore they take it off. Meiser is less severe, they don't take it off. But Lo Nefesh Yisrael, just like Yisrael, are not suspect not to take off Truma Gedoyla. Kein Lo Nefesh Ben Levi al Trumas Meiser. So too Ben Levi is not suspect not to take off his Trumas Meiser. He will take off his grain, nor have to worry about that. Rabbi Yosher Abish said, Masdisa Amra Ken, our Mishnah is Meduyak on that. Because our Mishnah says, Ubein Levi Nemon Li Olam. What does Li Olam mean? He's believed not to say that which he's giving you is Meiser Rishon, but he's believed to tell you that which he's giving you, he already took the Trumas Meiser off. Okay? Rabbi Mona Boy, Rabbi Mona asked, Ubein Levi Nemon, we say Ben Levi's believed forever. Does that mean Afilu B'Shvi'is? It's believed even during the Shemitah year to tell you, oh, this is not Shemitah stuff, this is stuff I got from Meiser from the sixth year. And of course, there's a very big difference, because stuff from the sixth year is not chayev in biur. You're allowed to buy and sell it, etc., etc. Whereas Shvi'is, if it's Shemitah stuff, you're not allowed to buy and sell it. You're not allowed to, you have to be mevar it, you have to get rid of it a certain time. So is it believed? Rabbi Bun Bar Chia said, Neman ben Levi lomer, Meiser Baru ben Levi is believed to say that it's Meiser with clarity. In other words, when he says, I know it's Meiser, Lefotchmin Hasheni, to exempt it from Meiser Sheni. Of course, Meiser Rishon, the Levi gets Meiser Rishon, he doesn't have to give Meiser Sheni on it. Anybody who buys this Meiser Rishon from the Levi doesn't have to give Meiser Sheni on it. So Ben Levi is believed to say that this is Meiser Rishon, to exempt it from Meiser Sheni. So the Gemara seems to be extrapolating from that a Levi is also believed to say that this is Meiser Rishon, to exempt it from Shemitah as well. The same idea, right? So says the Gemara, Avo Bo'emer, however, although this is true, if he says, Nitanli, If he said, that's only if he says, I saw the guy take off Maaser Rishon, and then he gave it to me. But if he says, I got him somebody else, and I trust that person. Or he says, it's mine, it's Maaser Rishon, I took off myself. So in that case, says the Gemara, very interesting, ain't on that money. A lady is not believed unless, of course, he's a chaver. Unless he's considered, you know, a trustworthy lady who's met standards of trustworthiness independently, so then in that case we would believe him. But if he's just a lady, only if he tells us, I saw the guy take off the Maaser Rishon and give it to me, only in that limited circumstance do I say he has credibility. Says the Gemara, do mas nisin. This is our Mishnah. Do, this is, masnis in our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah that the Levites only believe on things where people are accustomed. Kini masnis, read the Mishnah like this, says the Gemara. Einan emoni me'el dovish b'nei odom, and here the Pnei Moshe and Ridbaz make they correct the gears of Chibi. El dovish b'nei odom nosnim kein. Do you have nosnim?
Yes.
Nosnim, okay. Nosnim. In our Gemara it says nohagin. But they change it to nosnim. So in other words, they only believe on to say that I got this Maaser Rishon from somebody else. I saw him and he gave it to me. In other words, they're not believed on their own crop. For him to come and say, trust me, this is my Maaser Rishon which I took off my crop, we say, we don't trust you. As far as we can throw you, we don't trust you only if you are a chaver, if you're a trustworthy person. Okay? Now the Gemara goes to the Mishnah goes to other issues of credibility. Nemoni malachitim, the ani is believed to say that this is like a chicken pay if it's still grain. But they not believe that once it is flour, and certainly pas not once it is bread. Nemoni malsora shalor, is they're believed on rice in its chaff. They're not believed on rice which has been husked. Or hold, I think the word is. Whether it's raw, ben vushel, or cooked. Nemoni apul, they're believed on raw beans. Nemoni grease and not on cooked beans. Again, these are beans which are not yet hulled. They're not believed on beans which are hulled. Ben chayim, ben vushel, whether they're raw or cooked. Nemoni la shemen, they are believed, however, on oil. Lomar shel Maaser Oni, to say that they got it from Maaser Oni, because I guess the derech was in the old days not to give the anim olives, but to give them oil as Maaser Oni. Vein emoyel lov lomar shel zeisen ikovu. However, they come and say, oh, no, this oil we made ourselves, but we made it from lousy olive trees, which are left as hefker, from which we are allowed to collect. We say, likely story. We say, we don't believe that that was the source of these olives, and we don't accept your story. Says the Gemara, it says Mishnah, Nemoni al Yerchai, they're believed on raw vegetables, Nemoni Malvushal, not on cooked vegetables, Elkeda Yolo Dovar Memuot, unless it was a very small amount. Shkein Derech Baalbais, Lotzi Melivso, because sometimes when a Baalbos forgets to give Maaser Oni prior to cooking his vegetables, he'll give a little bit of amount from his pot. So if it's a little bit of amount, we say, oh, he must have forgotten, the Baalbos must have forgotten and given the Maaser Oni later. Right? But only if it's a small amount, not if it's a large amount. Yanko, you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. You with me?
So what about the other cooked, like the grease?
Any small amount. Any small amount of a believed on. Right. Any small amount of vegetables. The ani. Because he comes and tells us, this is Maaser Oni, or this is Lekha Chilchon Peah. I don't believe him on finished products, unless it's a very small amount. Because it's suspicious. Why would the ani if the ani wants to dump it, and he did get it from Maaser Oni, why would he go through the trouble of cooking it? It's too suspicious. Okay, he's trying to sell it to you, or give it to you. If it was really Maaser Oni, it should be in its raw state, not processed at all. Okay, yeah, I think it's a legitimate suspicion. Okay.
What I want is, what can he do with it? He collects it for himself.
Yeah, he sells it. A lot of times, they're not even going to collect more than they can eat themselves. There's no limit on what they can collect. Okay?
Also, they have to give my family, if it's like a chicken. Right?
They don't have to give any mices on it. Nothing. It's exempt altogether. That's why it's advantageous. Yeah, that's great for them, right? There's no tax, no taxation. Maushia Nemad Odom Nemad Loimar Chitim Nos Nitalni. What if he says to you, however explicitly, I got grain, raw grain, Vasisio Som Kemach, and I made them flour. Chitim Nitalni, I got grain, Vasisio Som Pas, and I made them bread, and now I changed my mind, I don't want the bread anymore. Pshitalon Shu Nemad. We say it is believed. He's only not believed if he says, oh, I got this bread as my Sarani. We'd say a likely story. But if he says, I got the grain and I made it bread, then that's okay. I do believe him in that case.
So the Gemara wasn't afraid that they would catch on to this?
No, I guess not. I guess we weren't afraid they were learning Rishalmi. So says the Gemara, Hayu hakol yedin shirom ne'odam mekanso leket, even if people know, even if a lot of people knew that leket was given, that pekatsu leket means that the farmers erroneously would collect the leket of their fields and then give it as bread to the anim. Even if we know that that's the case, we still don't believe the ani. Afilu kein enu nemar, because even if farmers do that, shaloka did. They're doing something improper. So any day they might learn it's improper. So therefore, in order not to lead to abuses, we don't believe an ani who comes and says, oh, in this place, and even though we know people in this place have this improper minhag, but we don't believe the ani who comes and says, in this place the minhag was to give me bread as my leket, I don't accept that. Okay? Says the Gemara, Eino Nema. Tani, we're on the top of Lam Vav and Alf now. Tani, Rabbi Yudomer, Mokum Shnogu, Leos, Dorchin, Olos, Yeh, Noni, Nema, Lomer, Yain, Zisholos. However, in a place where the custom was to allow the balabatim to make the wine out of the ololos, which obviously would have been a tremendous tircha for the ani. He doesn't own a wine press, right? So in that case, we believe him. We believe him that he says that this is ololos wine. The kavose similarly mokum shnagulios moskim zeise nikov, where there is a custom to take to harvest the lousy, rotten olives from the bad olive trees. In that case, Anoni is believed to say it's Zeisenikov. So that's an exception to the rule we stated previously. Basically, it depends if it's done kedin or not done kedin. Where it's for Baal Bas to take leket out of his field, that's completely improper. We don't allow that, and we don't believe Anoni if he said that happened. However, to allow the Baal Bas to go through the tircha pressing the grapes, or to believe that in a certain place they do collect, there is leket shechapeh from the Zeisenikov, or matnos aniyim, or hefker in the Zeisenikov, in that case we do believe them. Okay? Elon, now concerning our mission, we said, well, it's a little bit amount, even if it's cooked. Zanim are believing it. There's a mice like that. Elu the Beis Asi. There were those in the house of Beis Asi, the house of Asi, were not the scholars, they were Amoratsim. Bashlun Yerek, they cooked vegetables, Antru Mitakte before, and they forgot to fix it up before they cooked it. Sola Gamliel Zuna, so Gamliel Zuna went, Zuna means somebody who provides provisions, I'm not sure exactly what, an innkeeper, something like that.
He writes Zuga.
Zuga? Oh, maybe it is a gimel. You're right. Yeah, it has a gimel here. That's right. Gamliel Zuga. Right. Gamliel Zuger. Right. So, Gamliel Zuga, Vitakante Migo, whoever he was, he went, Vitakante Migo, Lifsaw, he went and took off the matonos out of the pot. So we see that sometimes it happens that people take the matonos out of the pot and give it to him. It's a small amount. We believe that that's what happened. Okay? Ain't posim loni and begorm. We never give an ani in the silo. Mechatzi kav chitim, less than a half a kav chitim. Bekav sorin and a kav, a measure of sorim, a barley. Ramer mer chatzi kav, only half a kav of sorim. Kav chetzi kusmi, give him a kav and a half of rye. Bekav gros, a kav of dried dates. Omana dvelo or a mona of pressed dates. Give him a pras, only half a mona of pressed dates. Chatzi log yain, a half a log of wine. Rabbi Kiyum Ervias, only Ervias wine, which is 3.3 ounces. Ervias shemen, 3.3 ounces of oil. Rabbi Kiyum Ershminis, half of that. Vishakro peros, what about all other types of fruit? Amr Abba Shaw, who said, Kideshi machrim vikachme b'shrim mozum shtesunot, give him enough to sell and buy food for two meals. So we're giving Maisrani we're supposed to give this amount at a minimum to each ani we give the Maaser ani to. Okay? Says the Gemara, Tani, we learned other measures. Rova orez, a quarter of a measure of rice. Uchla, another type of measure of tavlin, of spice. Litra yerek, a litra of vegetables. Shlosha kav mechorin, three kav of carobs. Chati log yain, half a log of wine. Revis.
I'm done for tonight, sorry.
Okay. It was good to have you. Revis, a quarter of a measure of oil. Asora gozim, 10 nuts. Chamisha farskim, 5. I translate as peaches, but that's the modern translation. I bet might be wrong about that. It might be some other kind of nut. Shnei rimonim, two pomegranates. Esrog echon, 1 esrog. My time of why it says baranim v'achlu b'sharech v'savei, they should eat in your gates and be satiated. Ten look they sovo, give him enough to satiate him. Chizkio shol avui, Chizkio asked his father, mino ilen shura ayo, from where the shurim derived. Omar lay, so he said, he was wondering because it's so small. The shurim are relatively small, 10 nuts, right? Omar lay, so he said, don't be shocked. Ahain tsrora, on a little bit of, a little amount, Torah means a little bit amount. Samach do barta, you can sustain a whole palace. In other words, for a poor person, a little bit of food goes a long way. So therefore, that's the shear which we have. Rabbi Chia Yosef Kumi Rabbi. Rabbi Chia was sitting in front of Rabbi. Vua Martam on Rabbi was saying, or logic, and we assume it's going on shurim which we mentioned previously, Vusasar. And Rabbi Chia was destroying his logic. Vua Martam and Rabbi would say another logic. Usas and Rabbi Chia would attack his logic. Amar Leis, so Rabbi got exasperated with Rabbi Chia. He said, Amar Leis, lo kulan mistar. Don't break all my reasons. Ela mivne, help build up my reasons. Well, there's no chokhmah to always be destructive. Help me out here. Amar Ayman, Ramona said, Tanya, by figs, arbalich, we give 4 later. Amr Abelez said, V'chein le'eruv. All the shurim we mentioned here are the amount which one ani would eat in 2 meals. Kamsi for the eruv, meaning specifically eruv tchumin. Right, when you leave at the end of 2,000 amos amount of food, which allow you to continue another 2,000 amos that direction on Shabbos, so it has to be enough for 2 meals. So all the shurim mentioned are enough for 2 meals of each of these commodities. Okay? So, says the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina said, harder the Tamar be yain. Not quite. That's true about the wine. A revius is enough wine for 2 meals. Aval, however, b'shem and marvi mustard shtei mesudos. By oil, you're marv with the amount for 2 meals. Now, what the Gemara really means to say is that you don't eat oil. So it's the amount of oil which you would use to dip in your 2 meals, which is considerably less than if you drank the oil, right? The same thing, I remember Rabbi Heineman in Baltimore used to say, if you want to make Erev Tchumen, use salt water. Because all you need for 2 meals, how much salt water do you need? Not a lot, right? So therefore... Right, so everything is relative to the commodity we're dealing with, how much we need for 2 meals. So wine, you need more wine for 2 meals, you need oil for 2 meals, right? So that's from each thing that from each commodity, 2 meals worth is a shear Maaser Ani, the minimum you should give to each Ani, and 2 meals worth is a shear for Erev Tchumen. Says the Gemara, Simli Matani, we learn Marvin Bechometz, Mazer Shtei Sudas. When you use oil vinegar, you use the amount of vinegar you use for 2 sudas. And here too, Rabbi Yirmir Shem, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak said, could they lead both the amount of vinegar used to dip, not to drink? Because people don't drink vinegar. They dip their bread in vinegar, right? Bierek on the egg, with vegetables which are, with all vegetables which are bundled, so shtei sudos, the amount which you would eat in 2 meals, is the amount for Erev Tchumen and the amount for Maaser Ani as well. Rabbi Yitzchak, Anushia, Omar Kume, Rabbi Zeir, B'shem, Rabbi Devei, Rabbi Anai, Afunim Chayin, live, raw peas or some other kind of legume, marvin by mozer shtei sudas, you can use two meals worth in order to make an Erev. Who's this going like? It's obvious. But is it worse than any other commodity? So this is why it's going like Rabbi Meir. Koin Rabbi Meir, who said, Shalom Tomar, don't say, it's a fascinating more about the Rabbi says, a tremendous Musar Aski here. Shalom Tomar, Hoyove Masrichin Asape in Marvin Bohen. I might have thought since they give you bad breath. Beans give you bad breath. What? No. So I might think, don't use them for Eruv. That's the Musar Aski. The Avmina, something that's going to make you give you bad breath, or I guess gas, or whatever the case may be. I might say, don't use it for Eruv Tchumen. It's not proper for a mitzvah. Kamash Mua, then nonetheless, it's okay to use it for a mitzvah. Okay? So you see that stuff which gives bad breath, garlic, onions, stuff like that. So Avmina, not to use it. Says the Gemara, Dagmaliach. In fact, I think Ramey holds you aren't supposed to use garlic. I think the B'nai Moshe brings that down. You're not supposed to use garlic or onion. Beans are not so bad. What?
Nowadays
you
use garlic.
Yeah, garlic. That's right. Ramey says you're not allowed to use onion. B'nai Moshe brings it down. But we say, you say that this is not so bad. Beans are not as bad as garlic, as onion. Okay. Says more Dag Maliach, of course, herring. Of course, Marvin Bowes, right? It's no great, better Jewish food than that, right? Basar Maliach, salted meat, even though it's not so edible, Marvin Bowes. Basar Chai, what about raw meat? So, to Ninon, we learn, Habavlino so Chlinosok Shuchai, that says that the carbon brought in Yom Kippur was a Motzoy Yom Kippur by the Babylonians at raw. Because they have it's interesting, the Bavli says about the Bavliim Daiton Yofe, right, that they were not so sensitive, they would eat things which were disgusting to other people. But the Ushami says about the same Babylonians that that's not a sign of a good sign, it's a bad sign. Daiton Mikukeles, they're not sufficiently refined to refrain from eating raw meat. So lemaisa, that means you can use it. At least Babylonians can use raw meat to make Erev Tchumen. Okay? Steak tartar, right. Rabbi Yehuda boy, Ador Salkara. What about Salkira? This is some sort of herb. Since the Kutoyim eat them. Chaye, so raw, Marvin boy, you can use it when it's raw to make an Erev Tchumen. I think he gives a translation what it is here. Let me just check.
Weren't they worried about the raw meat spoiling?
I don't think they knew about that.
That's why we said Basar Maliach is like lesser meat. That's probably how they preserved their meat.
Yeah, but it didn't taste good.
I don't know. You go to Monticello or Jefferson's house, they have a whole big exhibit on salted meat. It's so great.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's the stuff the sailors used to eat at sea. It used to taste terrible, they said. Hardtack, I think it's called, yeah. The hardtack is a cracker?
No.
It's very salted. It's very salted. Maluach Laderach. Maybe that's what I'm talking about. Very salted. He says here, let's see what this is. Hey, man, the Gemara clearly felt it's a lower madrega here. Here, what does he say? Salkira is a type of grass. Doesn't say what it is. Okay? But he says that you can't use it because the Kutoyim eat it. Shmuel Vashuz B'Shem Rav said, Papuin? Doesn't translate Papuin either. Papuin. The gidgonios, the chaglugos, chalaglugos, all these things Marvin Bohen. They're all, I guess, types of herbs or fruit which very few people eat. Bon Kume, they asked in front of him, Haidian Yanu. Hey, what are they? Oh, okay, so they asked what they are. Armelis, so he said, what are these things you just mentioned? Papuin, gidgonios, and chaglugos. Lugos. So he said the first one is kakulin. Kakulin, he says here, is a type of beet. The second one is hinduke. He says it's a lotus. I don't know what a lotus is. And third one is parpechine, and he says here parsley. So all these things can be used for erev tchumen since they are edible, even though they're not necessarily always eaten. Okay? Says the Gemara further, the Mishnah further. Midazu amura b'kohani milvim v'israeli. This is all true, what we said about here, that that you give this amount of ma'aser regardless if you are a Kohen Levi Yisrael, this is what you have to give to the poor people. Hoya matzu, what if you want to save some for an ani who you know? You don't want to give the full amount. You want to save some reserve for an ani you know. So this is not like a shechem peyach. Like a shechem peyach, now do that by ma'aser ani you are. So in that case, matzu, noise mechtov and noitel mechtov. You give each ani exactly half of what it says in the previous Mishnah, and you keep half for your guy. If there was too little to give it, to divide up in the way the Mishnah suggests, no sleep name, so you just put all the mass, one lump sum of food in front of them, and they'll split it up among them. Okay? Rabbi Yonah Pasar Masdisa, Rabbi Yonah said in our Mishnah, which says you can take half for your friend and give them half, is B'yoyser Mikashir. It's talking about, well, you have more than a shear, so you can take whatever's over the shear, which is here arbitrarily called a half, give to your fellow, and you have the shear, which remains, you give to the minimum to each one of the Yanim besides your friend. Okay? Hoya Matil Noito Mechta, V'noise Mechta. And you give a half. Avo b'kashir, but if you have kashir, in other words, if you only have enough to give each person a shear, you don't have any excess, so in that case, you can't give your guy anything. Rather, who knows sin leaf name, you give, put everything before them, fame machalki b'neim, and the anim divide among themselves. Okay? So he's saying, when can you give a special amount on the side to your guy? When you have more than a shear. And then you distribute to each one of the anim, whatever's left after you gave your guy on the side, equally, according to what our Mishnah said. However, if you don't have any more than the shear, then in that case, you can't give to your guy. Rather, you give it, distribute it among the anim who are there. And that's what the Mishnah means when it says, means, when you have exactly enough, you can't put any on the side for your pal. You divide up whatever you have among them, so each one gets the bare minimum shear. You can't go below that shear for each person. That's how we interpret the Mishnah. That's not the way I interpret it. I interpret it like Rabbi Chizkia. The next interpretation. Even when you only have enough to give each one the recommended measure from the previous Mishnah. If you want to skim off some, you're allowed to do that. For nata mechza, and you take off a half and give it to your friend. For nata mechza, and you give a half of the shear mentioned previously to the Isanira left. Now, since you're being noito mechza v'noisei mechza, since you're already taking half for your guy, and you're only giving each one of these guys a half, so then nasa dover muatu. In that case, you're giving them less than a shear, so therefore, who knows your b'nei v'machak b'nei, you just put the whole thing in front of them, and they divide it among themselves. In other words, according to him, you're allowed even to take away from this minimum. According to the first opinion, which is Rabbi Yonah, they have to get that minimum, no matter what. If you want to skim off from your friend, it has to be above and beyond what there is in the Mishnah. According to Rabbi Chizkiah, you can skim off for your friend at up to a half, even of the minimum shear. So therefore, each ani among these anim is only going to get less than the minimum shear, which is actually even as low as a half of the minimum shear. Based on their different interpretations, Rabbi Yoina says, when do you put it among themselves, let them divide it up? When you have the minimum shear per person. Rabbi Chizki says, no. When you have the minimum shear per person, you distribute it. When you put it among the neem and let them divide it up themselves, when you skimmed off half for your friend, and all you have left for each one of them is half. Okay? Says the Gemara further. Tanatani, we learned. Hamasavavin al Absalom is really going on the next Mishnah. But we'll read it here anyway. Hamasavin al Absalom, do you have it there? You have it after the next Mishnah. After the next Mishnah? What do you have next? A Mishnah? You have immediately afterwards a Mishnah? Okay, so you know what? So let's read the Mishnah first and go back, because it's really, that's really more correct. Let's go down the base, read the Mishnah, come back to Manav. Ain't boxing money over in Mokum Lamokum. You don't give an ani who's going from place to place, but less than kikar bepunjon, than a kikar which is bought for a pundion, when the arba soim is sell, when four sin are bought for a seller. Lun, if he stays overnight, no so panas is lina, we give a mattress, a bed, you know, the stuff which he needs to stay overnight. Shabbos, if he stays for Shabbos, no so panas is stay sus, we give him two meals. Shalosh meals, we give him three meals. I think Lun also means to give him the morning meal too. Lun, the Bnei Moshe says we give him a mita karim uksasos, which means bedding, but I think it also means you give him breakfast as well. I think when therefore on Shabbos, when he needs three meals, Shalosh Shudas, so we give him three meals. Mishesh lo mazer shtei sus, somebody has food for the next two meals, loito mina tamcho, he shouldn't take from a tired soup kitchen. Mazer habas sus, somebody has food for the next 40 meals, loito mina kupa, he shouldn't take from the charity box. Vakupa nikveish b'shlaim, a charity box is collected with two people, mischalek is b'shlosh, is distributed by three people. And we'll get back to that in the Gemara. Let's go back to Amud Aleph for a minute. Says Gemara, the third line from the bottom. Tani, we learned. I'm saving up sucking people who beg. Green card people. And you guys are gonna enjoy this Gemara tonight. And he's cocking on the cold door. We don't give them anything other than the charity they get at the door. Since they're begging, let them use the money they get to buy whatever they need. We don't have to give them meals, nor do we have to give them bedding. Let them go take care of themselves. What?
They don't ask people.
They don't, yeah, okay. Rav Yehuda said, "Ubilchut lo yichaslay min our gudun delay." This is only, you have to give them a little bit. Argulun means literally a regilus, but that what they're accustomed to. But here means a little bit. In other words, because if you don't give them anything, any food at all, people are going to say, oh, we don't have to give them anything. In other words, just for show, you have to give them a token amount of food if they ask for it. In other words, when they're begging on the door, you're not mechuyev to give them food. Let them go and buy it. But you do have to give them a little bit, because otherwise people are going to think, oh, you're not giving them. They must not be poor. If they're not poor, we're not going to give them any money either. So therefore, a little bit of food you have to give them. Okay? Achatamar now says the word. There, here it says, ain't poxim money begoren. You don't give an honey in a goren less than a chatzikav. That's what's in the previous mission, two mishnayos ago. You give him a chatzikav. And here in our mission you said, ain't poxim money over in mokum mokum. You don't give an honey who's going from place to place less than it said in this Mishnah, a celibate pundio, which is slightly less. How it's less, the Mephorshim have difficulty, but it's slightly less. Taken on faith. It's a third less than what we give an ani in the Goren. When we give an ani the food to take with him from place to place, we're giving a third less of what he would give, we get if he would come to the silo. Why is that? So says Mar Avuna Mar Tzemeim Shlishli Yitzio. Because there's a third, we give him a third less in the, when we give him a loaf as opposed to grain, because there's a third which went to pay for the expenses of making the grain. So that third, in other words, when you give him in the silos or give him raw materials, there's no labor involved. So therefore you give him a third more. When you give him later on, you're giving him, you have to take off, there's some things along the way, some value which was skimmed off, the less volume is compensated by the more labor. So therefore, it comes out to be in essence the same. In other words, bread has a third less raw material, but has a third more labor. So therefore, bread, which is a third less in volume, is the same value as ever we would give him in the goren. Okay? Says Rabbi Yosef Rabun said, Ma'pik li'ilan nachtomaya kada. Rabbi Yosef Rabun would pay bakers a third, because that was the value of the labor. a third of the raw material. Like that, which Rabbi said. However, that was only when they bake half a kav at a time. If they bake more than half a kav, so the labor is the same, right? So it was proportionately less labor per bread if there was more that they were baking. Rabbi Bar Bar Memel, Boy Kumi Rabbi, asked in front of Rabbi Law, in front of Rabbi Law, Ro'o Soyetzim Ne'er V'Nichnasle. He was going on his way, so he gave him bread. Then he came back. Right? We gave him mozzah, and then he came back. What do we do? Armalei Anoisin Noisin. We gotta give him. Right? Since he came back again, we thought we're getting rid of him. That's why he gave him the bread. But he came back. What do we do? So we say we have to give him again. If he's taking, he should be wary that he transgresses this sort of theft by taking it improperly. But Lamaisa, he comes back that night, we have to give him we have to give him again. We have to keep giving. Right. No, that's right. I didn't say everything will be good tonight. Some you'll enjoy it. I didn't say you'll enjoy it because it's good. It might be bad. Okay. Let's go to the next one. Tamchui. Skipping the Mishnah because we did the Mishnah already. Tamchui b'chol yom. You collect Tamchui, soup kitchen, from the Balabatim in the city every day. Kupa, you collect for the charity fund, Mer Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, once a week. Tamchui l'kolada, soup kitchen goes to, is collected from everybody. Goes to every poor person. Kupa, the charity box. Oh no, wait, I think it was right the first time. Let me just check that. No, it's right the second time. Sorry. Tam Chul Chodah. Soup kitchen, anybody can come from anywhere. Kupa, however, the community chest, let's say the Chicago Chesed Fund or something like that, only, Enoel Lachio Serbilbad, only goes to poor people of that city. It's designated for them, it's not for anybody else. So it can't go to an itinerant beggar. Rav Chuna Amar, Tam Chul Bishlo Shah. Tam Chui, the soup kitchen must be collected with three people. Why? Shu'al Asar, because you immediately distribute it. In other words, we said before, the kupa is collected with two and distributed with three. Because it's not distributed on the spot. You always need three for distribution. So since you don't distribute on the spot, you don't have to have three along all the time. But soup kitchen, food, sometimes you have to distribute on the spot. So since you have to distribute on the spot, you have... You don't never take gaboyim. Parnas is like a gaboy, less than three people. On a chame, it should be isel chame, and come and see what the logic is. Dine momentus b'shlosha. Monetary matters are three. Dine nefashos. Now supporting poor people is like life and death. So lo koshkein is not a gavachor. We need three. So says more. Hey, nefashos. Yeah, if you have three mishloach, that's required 23 of parnasim to go and collect. So here's the Gemara, a sad commentary. Adu matzis lom, by the time you get 23 gaboyim together with masakin, the yoni is going to be in danger of losing his life out of hunger. Because until you won't be able to get all 23 guys together to be the assessors and the gaboyim.
They said that you couldn't get
three. Yeah, same idea. Rav Yosef Shem Rav Yochanan said, "Ema understand Achim Parnosim. Since it's like a court, you can't take two brothers and make them gaboyim in the same city. Rav Yosef Avad Chaim Mitrein Achim. Rav Yosef Takat said he took one of two brothers as a gaboy. Ova Mar Kumeon, and he came up and said in front of everybody else, Lonim Tzalish Pointed Varavera." Chas v'shom, it's not because the other brother has anything wrong with him. El Hashem, I mean, Shteachim Panasim, we just can't take two brothers to be gaboyim. Rabbi Yossi Ola Kafra. Rabbi Yossi came to a certain village. Boy Mukmin Lom Parnes, and he wanted to set up among them Li gaboyim. Flo Kibin Alain, they wouldn't accept it. All of Mar Kameon. So he came and said in front of them, see how choshev it is to be a gaboy. Ben Babi Ala Pakia. It says in the list of people in who had offices in the Beis HaMikdash, a certain fellow named Ben Bobby, who was in charge of making wicks. Says the Gemara, Umayim zesh nismana lapsila. This guy was only in charge of making wicks. Zochli monasim gdoli ador. He's listed with all the great Kohanim, who had much higher offices. You guys, atem shatem nismana chayin avoshos, if you accept to be the gaboyim of matters of life and death, lokoshkein is not certainly significant. No, it's worthwhile for you. It's a position of responsibility which is great, bears great respect. Rabbi Chagai Karava, making parnas, when he used to set up gaboyim, have a matan l'raisi, who make them hold a sefer Torah as part of the ceremony of appointing them. Why? Lomar, to tell you, Shekol Shrora, Shenitna, to tell you that any authority granted in Judaism, B'teiro Nitna, is given with the Torah. As it says, Kimelubi, in me, in the Torah, in Hashem, Melachim Imlochu, kings will receive their authority to be kings. B, in me, Sarim, rulers, Yoshua, will receive their authority to be rulers. Rabbi Chia Barba, Mikhaim Arkuni, Rabbi Chia Barba, in order to show that Gabos was Chashim, he used to be involved always in appointing even the lowest of the municipal officials. He always made sure to be involved to show it's an important thing and one shouldn't make light of it. Says the Gemara further, Rabbi Lezer have a parnas. Rabbi Lezer was a parnas. It's a gavaldig Gemara. If you ever get honored at a dinner, this is what you should say over. Rabbi Lezer have a parnas. Chatzman, one time, Nachis Abese came back to his house. Armle Mayavitu said, what happened here today? Armle, so the people's household said, Asochatzi, a certain group of people came, Vachlun, and they ate, Vishosun, and they drank, Vitzoloch, and they davened for your welfare, thankfully. Says the Gemara, Armle, so he said, Rabbi Lezer said to them, Lake Agartav, for that I get no good reward. Nochazman Tnino, and he came down another time back home. Armelonsi said, Mayavita, what went on here today? Armelay, so they said, Asachatzi, another group of people came. Chore, another one. Vachlu, and they ate. Vashos, and they drank. Vachlurach, and they cursed you. Armelonsi, they said to us, Kedonika Agartav. From this I get schar. As if they bless me, what schar do I get? That girl shows that makes it good for me to be a parnas. But when they curse me, that's when I get reward in the world to come, because I suffer for the position which I took. Okay? Says the word further. Rabbi Akiva Boin Mamdise Parnas. Rabbi Akiva, they wanted to appoint as the gabbai. Amru Lam, so he said to him, Nimlako Basin. Let me go and to consider it in my house. Hochum Basrei. So they followed him. Shamu Kalei, they heard his voice. The Yomor that he was saying to himself, I'm not miskel, I'm going to accept upon myself, knowing full well that they're going to curse me. I'm not miskel, I'm going to accept upon myself, knowing full well that they're going to humiliate me. So he knew the pitfalls. See, things don't change in 2,000 years. He knew the pitfalls, and he took it anyway because he felt it was significant. Rabbi Bobar Zafti Omar, is Palgin Rav is Palgin? Let's get it. Oh no. No, I didn't. Respond Rav Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Rabbi Yochanan had a machlokas. Charamar, once I'm dakim behind the pushes. We check out to see if somebody's supposed to get behind the pushes, supposed to get food. But to check his tax return. We ask him, show me your 1040. So Choron Amar said, the other one said, not only don't we check out whether they're worthy of food, Abiksu's even for clothing I'm dakim. We don't check out if they really need the clothing. Why? Fascinating, Gemara. I mean, they research the Avraham Avinu so that people shouldn't see their bris. In other words, next thing you know it, their cuss will go naked, so people are not going to be able to see them. So he said, you can't, if people have some clothing, you just have to give it to them, because next thing you know it, they're going to be walking naked in the streets. Okay? Masisa Pligi, Amandam Arapiksuse Medaktikin. We call our Mishnah says, our Mishnah argues, our Mishnah says, if a certain amount of food, you're not supposed to take food. So it seems here that we are Medaktik, we do ask for your 1040. Pasarle, so he said, Lefikvaido, it's not proper for him. In other words, he shouldn't. It's not the kovadik. It's not proper for him to take. But not that we bar him from taking. It's not our business to check him out. Okay.
Think about
Christmas
implies that people would wear nicer clothing
than they would wear. Yeah, Neim would wear nicer clothing than they would wear. Therefore, we shouldn't even advocate Christmas because people doesn't mean that much. And if you look at the Christmas and you say, oh, you wear too nice clothing, they're going to have not really. I don't know if that's the case. I'm not sure. Maybe. Maybe you're right. But it sounds to me, Pashup Shad, is that if they ask for clothing, we just give it to them regardless of whether we know if they, regardless of their need. We don't do needs in that assessment. But maybe you're right. It says more of a tiny cake. We learned the price of Bamedvar Moim is Manche Makirno. So when is this true? When we don't. You know what? I think I made a mistake about this Lafik photo business. Just a second.
It says the
It's going, not going back on when it says Masisa Plige, it's not going back on our mission. It's going on a subsequent Brisa. Let's go back one line. It says Masisa Plige, I'm on the Mahapiksusamidakin. Later on, we're going to have a Bryce which sounds like that. It sounds like we do check out to see whether you what clothing deserves. Says more, no, all, we don't check. All we check out, which we'll see later on, is Lafik Fodo, how much he should get, and this is where your point comes in. In other words, we're going to check out is does he deserve suits from Chveis Sims. Does it deserve suits to deserve? Well, Simska has brand names. Does it deserve suits from Sears? Or does it deserve suits from, from Gordon Taylor? Right. So that's what we will check out. Lafik Voido. Because there's a concept which we'll see later, which is that based on the Yoni's covered, we give him better suits, better clothing. But the bare minimum we never check out, we just give. Okay? The bare minimum we always give Tanim. Again, so you shouldn't go naked in the street. Okay? So it says the Gemara, but Tani we learned, Tani can learn this. Bamedvar me bismache makirno. So when we give him the bare minimum to cover his bare essentials, when we don't know him. But when we know him, so then, and how much he needs, so we give him even greater amounts, even according to the honor which he's accustomed to. Vatani asked the Gemara, 1 second, how can you say the similar brisa, limizono shloshim yom, luksushi shachadashim, it says, we wait 30 days to assess how much food he needs, and 6 months to assess when clothing. Or we wait 30 days before we give him food, or 6 months before we give him clothing. So that means we have to assess him first. We don't give right off the bat. That's about when we lay an assessment on the residents of a city. Not when we give an oni. An oni we give right away. This means after you've been a resident in the city 30 days, you are solicited for clothing. After you've lived in the city 6 months, after the 30 days, you're solicited for food. After you leave there for 6 months, you're solicited for clothing. Okay? How can you say this? And we learned differently. We learned limizono shloshim yom. We learned that when do we ask you for food, taka, after you live in the city for 30 days? But lepasin litzdokos yud beis chodesh, for pasin, for the fortification of the city. And for tzedaka, after 12 months, so we see here a different shear. Hakan Mesli told, so the first price must have been when an oni can take. We see we don't give him right off the bat. Says, well, no. This is an additional thing. This is also going on when we ask you to give. Odu litain. This also is going on when we ask you to give. Ma'alu pasin tzedakos yud beis chodesh. What does it mean for pasin and tzedakos? We only have to 12 months. Not for clothing. For clothing, we ask you after 6 months. This means for fortification of the city, and for tzedakos, meaning for the schar of sofrim to pay the teachers and the mishanim, sofrim teach chumash, Rishon and teach Mishnah, you only have to pay for the day schools after you've been there for a year. Okay? Teachers get paid last, right? Yeah. Have to wait a year, that's right.
What if they don't have children?
Still have to pay. Yeah, so regardless. Okay. Next Mishnah. Mish, by the way, tonight we're finishing. There's a lot of agadas at the end, so it shouldn't take so long. Mish yesh lo 200 zuz. Somebody has 200 zuz. Lo yito leket shulchan peyo. You shouldn't take leket shulchan peyo. Umaisroni or maisroni as well. That's the oy lo masayin chos a dinar. If you had 200 minus a dinar, which is like 10 cents less. You had $199.90. So in that case, afilu elef noisim karas. Even they give you $1,000 in one shot, of Maitzroni, Arezi told you how to take it. Okay? You don't just take the 10 cents. You take whatever they give you as long as it's in one fell swoop. Hoyman Mushkani, what if your 200 zuz was Mishubat? It was a collateral for Ksuba Sishto, for your wife Ksuba, all about Chovo, or for your creditor, Arezi told you're poor. You can take money from Maitzroni. What if you live in a palatial residence? But you got no money, you're cash poor. So, or you have great furniture, but you're cash poor, so you're allowed to take Maseron. Okay? Good cooler there, right? Sir?
Anywhere in the body?
It might be in Ksuvus. But I don't know. Possibly could be this. It does sound familiar, doesn't it? Yeah. Chat Talmid min de Rebbe. Now look at this. This is so sad. There's a certain student of Rebbe. Hayalom asayim zuz chasid. You had $199.90. Father Rebbe, you only zochi meichad l'tlas shoni meiser. It seems that he never used that up. That was all money in the bank. So every third year, which is a meiseroni year, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi would give this poor old student his meiseroni, right? Which is a lot of money. A lot of money. So I guess that was enough to sustain him for the next 3 years. So, again, 7 minute line. Vava Rebbe Yoliv, your Rebbe is accustomed, Zachi Yimei, to give over to him. Chad al Tashon, once every 3 years, Meister Miskanin, the Meister Anim. Miskanin is Anim. Of the Beit Amidein Abisha. So the other students looked askance at him. Literally with an eye in Hora. Umolunle, they gave him a dime. You see how yeshiva students teach each other? Asa. So Rebbe came, boy Mizaki, he wanted to give my sonny. Amalei, they said, Rebbe, I can't take it, Isli Shura. I have the money. Honestly said, Zem makas prushim nogube. This fellow, he was afflicted by the prushim. In other words, the Pharisees, the yeshiva bachrim, they afflicted him in a way only yeshiva bachrim can afflict a person. Ramaz l'tamirov, so I guess he hinted to his other students, I guess. Valune l'kfeilin, they took him into a restaurant. V'chusune echad karat, they made him pay some money to pay for a meal. And then he had less than 200 zuz. And he gave him that which he was used to give him before. Now, the next Gemara is going to blow your mind. This is mamish a precedent for modern times. Mishpachas Ant Bila. Certain family, the Ant Bilis, that lived in Jerusalem. They were Gerei Tzedek. Going back, Aharon Yevusi, who sold the plot for the Beis Hamikdash David HaMelech. They were poor. Once Chachamim allotted to them 600 gold coins, or astronomical amounts, they shouldn't have to leave Yerushalayim. Why? David Darshan, Chazal Darshan, Bisharecha L'Rabbos Yerushalayim. It says Bisharecha twice about Yerushalayim, and we dash that even though the cost of living is higher in Yerushalayim, you have to provide the ani with the wherewithal to live there and not to have to leave to live in, say, Tel Aviv or Bnei Brak or something like that. It's an amazing Gemara. This is why all these guys come and solicit money to live in Yerushalayim, because even though it's much more expensive, as I stayed. That to allow somebody to live in Yerushalayim, you have to give more tzedakah. That's what it says here. Okay? That's right. Says, well, you think it's a new thing? Says, well, Vatani. And we learned a similar thing. Maisa Bilalaz, okay. So Maisa Bilalaz, Lakach Loni Ben Toni, took an oni from a good family. Sus, he brought him a horse. Sus Egli Samabo to exercise with. The Evan and a slave. Lasham showed the servant. Again, because he was used to that. Shuv Maisa Banchigos Maisa the Anche Galil. Shumal is Zakin Echot. Litra Bosset Siparim Chayom. They would give a certain old man a measure of bird meat, which is more expensive in those days than cow meat. Every day. Extra cane. It's impossible. It's exorbitant. Elod lo ava achim choroni wouldn't eat anything else. So I had to give him that. That's who he was accustomed to. Tani, we learned. Mishtash gilkos of an klizov of an oni prior to his poverty. Use gold vessels. Nasa clean nasa bring them down a notch to silver vessels. Clay kesa use silver vessels. Nasa clean nechosh to bring them down a notch to copper vessels. Clay nechosh use copper vessels. Nasa bring them down a notch to clean to silver to glass vessels. Amar Rabbi Mon, Rabbi Mon said, however, ukli kesev ukli zchuchis begufeihem, where whatever he was using before for his own personal needs, a becher, was made out of silver or of glass, whatever it was, we don't change that. In other words, when do we bring him down? For stuff which, you know, he adorns his house with. Stuff which is not functional. But stuff which is actually using, we don't take it away and make him downgrade. That we don't do. Vatani, and this we learned, the Bryce, hey, Mishamish clean meals, if he used, had silk clothing beforehand, notice a little clean meals, we continue to give him silk clothing. Why Kamagufa? Because that's what he wears by his body. Kamashinagufa, where do we make him go down a notch? Stuff which is not using for his own personal needs. Chan mi ilain, it's a fascinating case here. Chan mi ilain, the Nashusa, there was a certain person from Nashusa, I forget what Nashusa means. Nisusa, one of the people from the house of the Nasi. Is Nachis Minochse because he lost his property. And they were given teeth in pottery. For him, that was really coming down. Therefore, whenever he ate, whatever he would eat, regurgitates. He was disgusted by having to eat out of pottery vessels. Because he used to eat from gold and silver, here he is eating from pottery. It's terrible, right? So the doctor said to him, look how the doctor healed him, this is fascinating. He said, listen, Iker Tavshila Lomingo Lifsahu. Where do we cook the stuff? Where does the foodstuffs come from? From the lifsa, from the pot. What is the pot made out of? Pottery. So he said, Echomin lifsa. Go eat from the pot itself. So that'll be made out of pottery. In other words, he's saying, your ailment is just psychosomatic. Because if you eat, many times, I'm sure you went to the kitchen and snuck, go right to the pot, right. So many times you went right to the pot and took from the piece of pottery. So all this thing is psychosomatic, you could survive. Now, Lamaisa, we should have given him gold vessels. But the only can survive unless, and that's how the doctor healed him. Says, Ma'akiduma ba'achov shudochik. That was just said in our Mishnah that if he has a bad creditor, then he's considered to have less than 200 zuz. Okay, that might be with the creditor who's a loan shark, you know, Vinny is coming to break his knees. I feel about Chov Shena Dochik. What about if it's the creditor is not pressing him immediately? What about in that case? Nishmina Minadol, let's hear from this case. Hoyman Mushkoyan Ksuva Sishto said in our Mishnah, even if the money was under lien to his wife's Ksuva, all about Chov or it's a creditor. The Doita saw a wife. Lavka Balchov Shena Dochiku. Even isn't she not like a creditor who's not pressing you? In other words, your wife doesn't want a ksuva, she wants to stay married. So we see from this that even a creditor who's not pressing you, if your money's under lien to that creditor, you can go and take Maiser on you. Says the Gemara, in that case, you don't make you sell your property. Amr Chanina, Yechina said, Yishno. in providing to poor people. Tzarech shelosh ne'atifin, a poor person's got to have two outer garments. Echod l'chol, one for his weekday, his regular jacket. Echod l'shabbos, you should have a frock for Shabbos. My time, why? Because it says, v'achatz, it says by Rus, who's dirt poor, the poorest of the poor. For a chat, she should wash, besacht, and put on oils, besamsim losayach, and she should put on her dress. V'chia rumaisimo, is she naked till now? What does it mean, put on your dress? What other dress did she have? El elu big day Shabbos, even a poor person's gotta have Shabbos clothes. Kadosh Rabbi Simloi b'tziburin, when Rabbi Simloi would dash in the public, bochum charvay el kublei, the chavei, David and Chomi were poor, cried opposite him. Amrulay, they said to him, Rebbe, Kati Vaseinu B'chol, Kati Vaseinu B'Shabbos, he can't afford it. The same clothes he wear on weekdays, he wear on Shabbos. So Amrulay, they said, Afo B'chein, nonetheless. Tzichah Matem L'Shanos, L'Shabbos. You gotta change for Shabbos. We learn it from a pasuk, I mean, Adah, for a chatz v'sim v'sach, v'sab tzim l'sayach olayich. So you have to change for Shabbos. So Pnei Moshe says, if you don't have other clothes, if you're so poor, so you wear your clothes differently. You'd let them down a little bit, so you look longer. Because long clothes are considered to be hitter Shabbos. It's supposed to be a chashiv is to wear longer clothes on Shabbos. So that's why you let them down a little bit more on Shabbos. They say there was a famous tzaddik in Yerushalayim at the change of the century, Rav Hirsch Michal Shapiro. So he was so poor, couldn't afford other clothes for Shabbos, so we had special Shabbos shoelaces. And that's where you change from Shabbos. To change the shoelaces, to mekayim the halacha of changing from a weekday to Shabbos. Okay? Says the Gemara, V'yorata goren. Right, it says, by which you should go down to the silo. V'yoratati ksiv, that's the kri. The ksiv is v'yoratati. Amar lo, so Naomi said, S'chusi teredimach. My merit will go with you. Says one of our tilas havas, again, bringing up the issue of her clothing. Was she naked previously? Amar lo, Naomi said, levush mani shabbos, wear your Shabbos clothes. Okay, home stretch. Last Mishnah and payah, guys. Mishiyeh shlosh chamishim zuz. Somebody's got 50 zuz. Funosim, but he's trading, wheeling, dealing with them. Hareis lo yito. 200 zuz in the bank is the equivalent of 50 zuz wheeling and dealing. Okay? So, Chomish ain't a tzarch li tol, anybody doesn't need the money. For no telling, he takes the money. Ain't no mace min azik, he doesn't die from old age. Achit tzarch bias until he taka needs the money. For Chomish u tzarch li tol, anybody who needs the money, ain't no telling, doesn't take it. Ain't no mace azik, he doesn't die from old age. Achit finds the chemish lo until he is able to support others. It's a bracha. Falzen amar, and says this, it says, Baruch hagever sheif tach b'ashem, blessed the person who trusts in God. Falyo hashem itachon, God is his trust. Interestingly, so to a judge, Shidanti Nemeslamito, who also is proper and exact in his ruling, also gets that reward of being able to sustain others. Anybody who's not lame nor blind, lo pisach. Pisach is also some sort of ailment. I forget which one. Vosa atzo kechomim, and he makes himself as one of them. Ain't no mason that zikah does not from old age. Atriyeh kechomim until he suffers that ailment. Shneimer says dogei shua. Somebody requests evil, tivu and it will come to him. The Nehemiah says, Tzedek, Tzedek, here they'll pursue justice. And so too, therefore, Chodayan de Shochad, Vishalokeach Shochad, any judge who takes bribes, Umat Sadin, and inclines the judgment improperly, and Omeis Minazitha, he doesn't die from old age, Achie Einov Chaos, until his eyes become darkened. Shemar says, Vishalokeach, Lotzikach, do not take Shochad, Ki Ashochad Yarbenei Chelchavim, it blinds the wise men. A lot of money. Huh? It's not somewhere else in there? Probably because Dayanim doesn't fit in very well to pay off. I mean, obviously the thing is, of course, the Sanhedrin, right. That's probably why not. Okay, says the Gemara, Hado Amara, this mission teaches us, Chamishin Da'avdon, 50 invested, Tavin Min Mosan Da'avdon, is better than 200 sitting idle. Hamasami Eseno, going back to the issue in the Mishnah, somebody makes himself, pretends he's blind. Kael Shoga pretends he's an amputee by his thigh. Mitzavis Kreso, or pretends that he's malnourished, and therefore he makes his stomach thin. Eno Niftar Minaolim, he doesn't die. Achiloke until it happens to him. Shmuel, it's a fascinating thing we're about to learn. Very important. Shmuel Arak min Avoy. Shmuel fled from his father. He got in trouble once. He left, he ran away from home. See, the big murderer Shmuel. He got in trouble with his father. He ran away from home. So Musar Haskell there. As of a Kamle Ben trained straight in the Miskanin. So he went to hid between two sheds of two allegedly poor people. Shama calling, he heard their voice inside their sheds. I mean, they were saying, Bodin Antagnin Agantin, with which vessels are in Achlin Yomadin we eat today? Bagadin the Dava in gold vessels? Uvaganti the Kasbar in Achlin? Or should we eat in silver vessels today? In other words, they had money. All Vamar Kumi a voice, so he went and said it for to his father. Amar Lay, so he said, Sikhmon Alaksi Tel Ramon, we have to be grateful to the tricksters. Why? Shabbat Shulu Ramon, Shabbat to the trickster, to the Anoim, who are deceivers, because otherwise we'd be held accountable for not giving any money every time we're asked for to do so. But this way we can have a time if we don't give that some of them are charlatans. If we didn't know that some of them are charlatans, then Oiv Avoitas when we wouldn't give, and we wouldn't give to any every ani we met. Yeah. Right, you don't have to give. That's our heter. Another Maisa simile, Dilma, Maisa Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish, Olam Mitzrim Bodin Gimusin, the Tveria, they went to bathe in those swimming pools in Tveria. Pagamon Chai Miskein, so when Oni met them. Amalon Zachibi, so he said, be fulfill the mitzvah in me. Amalay, they said, Michazun, when we come back from the swimming pool. Michaz, when they came back, Vashkuchune Mitzvah, they found him dead. Amalay, they said, alright, however, lo Zachinam Bebechai, since we couldn't do the mitzvah while he was alive, the top of the mitzvah say, we'll bury him. We'll fill the mitzvah of being burying him. Kimatabun Bebechai, they were carrying him to the grave. Ashkun Kisti Dori Tolibe, they found a large sum of money in a wallet hanging on him. So he was also a charlatan. Amru, they said, Hada, the Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Loz, that's our Avos, and name Rabbi Lezer. Shikhamadu, Lazik, Tevil, or Amoyshman, we have to be thankful to the charlatans among them. Shilule, Amoyshman, if not for the hucksters and charlatans among the Anim, Hayachdavemin, that's talk me to Adam, if some of you demand to talk of us, who don't know, say we wouldn't give him, Miyad Nenosh would be immediately punished. This is where we have an excuse. Abba, our boy, Yoiv, Lishmuel, Bray Pritin. The Apollo Miskinaya. Arbaba gave Shmuel his son. This is the same Shmuel, same father, gave Shmuel his son money to divide up to the poor people. Nafak Vashka Khan Miskin, he went out further and found certain people, Ocha Kupra eating steak, Vishwasi Pchamer, and drinking wine. All Vomer Kumi a voice, he went told to his father, Tati, he's a faker. So his armor lace, his father said, no, have a yatir, give him more. The Nafshe Marse, why is he eating this good food? Because he's particularly bitter. In other words, he feels so depressed that he felt he had to cheer himself up in some way. But he's eating it not because he's a faker, but because he's very, very, very bitter about his lot. Rabbi Yaakov bar Yidi, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman, have a parasin der gaboyim. Va'avu yovin l'Rabbi Chama, avu yid Rabbi Yoshecha dinner. The Yitzchak Rabbi Chama, the father of Rabbi Yoshecha, dinner. But he wouldn't keep it himself. Even though he was poor, he'd give it to other people. Rabbi Zchaya, Chatani the Rabbi Levi, Zchaya the son of Rabbi Levi, everybody used to sell Lashon Hara about him. The Lord Tzorech, they didn't need Tzorechavu, nothing to take anyway. Kadamach, when he died, Bodkin, they checked it out. For Ashkuchun, and they found that Avamathli Echoni would give it out to other Aniyim. He was very righteous, and he was willing to accept upon himself to Lashon Hara. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa have a matlik mitzvah b'leila. He would distribute the money for the mitzvah of tzedakah at night, so people wouldn't see him. Chazman pogavei rabban deruchi. One time, the master of the demons met him at night. Amar leis, they said, lokach ufan Rebbe. Didn't your Rebbe teach you al tasik v'recha? Do not go into the border of your friend. In other words, nighttime is ours. Belongs to the demons. What are you doing out and about? Amar Lei, so Rabbi Chanina said, the low king, see, it doesn't say, Matam Beseisa Yichbaaf, stalk on secret, overcomes anger. In other words, you have to be afraid of me. It's the time doing stalker. But a maskefe minay, so the demon hid from him, varak min kamoy, and ran away, and didn't bother him anymore. I'm Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yoina said, Ashrei Noitzin Ladal and Ksiv Kan. He doesn't say praiseworthy as a person gives to a poor person. El Ashrei Maskil Eldal. Somebody who's wise to a poor person. What does it mean? Hadad Mistakel B'mitzvah. It's somebody who looks at the mitzvah, Hechlasos, how to do in a way which is secretive and furtive so as not to embarrass the poor person. Says, where Ketzad, how is this? Amar. Oh, I don't know if not to embarrass him, but a way in which the guy will take it, I guess. Because look at the miser. So what did Rabbi Yonah do? Sheroe ben Tovi saw a person from a good family. Shorim Chosav lost his property. Hoyoim Eloi would say to him, Bini, my son. You know, I heard you inherited money somewhere else. You haven't heard it yet, but I heard already. So take money on loan for me. Tolat, take now, toll, take money from me now. Vapora, and you pay me back when you get that inheritance. Madava Yoivlo, I'm sorry, Mindava Nasivle. Once the guy would take the money on my lay, so he said, Matana! I really meant this as a gift, and he wouldn't take it back. Amar Achia Bar Adar, Achia Bar Adar said, Ishavu Savim Biomein is a fascinating concept. There were old men in our days who take Mandava Yoiv loan me Ben Reshat and Summer Rabbah. Anybody didn't talk between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, have a Nasin, they would take it. Mean Basarkin afterwards, Lava Nasin, they wouldn't take it. Amre, they said, Dalshusa Gabon, we have the capacity to thresh among us. In other words, the whole rest of the year they said, we'd rather work. Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they would take as a schus for the people who gave. In other words, they were doing you a favor by taking the tzedakah. The rest of the year, they wouldn't take the tzedakah. Of Clinton? You have to keep working in order to get your public aid. Nechemia Ishpar Sichin. Nechemia from the Nechemia Ishpar Sichin. Pogabe Yerushalmi Echon. A certain poor Yerushalmi met him. Amalei, so he said, Yerushalmi said, Zakei Michara Tanigota. Give do the mitzvah to me and give me a certain chicken. Amalei, so he said, I don't have a chicken to give you. Hail to Milsa, here's the money. Vizil Zavi Kupit, go buy yourself meat. Vachon eat it. Umis. In the meantime, by the time he got the guy, went to buy the chicken, he dropped dead. Amar, he said, Nechemia said, Bo Vesiftu Larulush and Nechemia. Come eulogize he who I, Nechemia, killed. And this leads us to a very famous mice which you're all familiar with. Nochemish Gamzu. Hayamoch Don Lebeis Chama. He was bringing a present to his father-in-law's house. Pogamei Mukesh Chinechas. A certain person was afflicted with leprosy, met him. Amalei sent him Zakei Mi, Mimad Iskaboch. Give me some stock from that which you have. Amalei Michaz, he said, when I come back, I'll give you. Chazer Vashkuchune, he came back and find him, and he said he was dead. Vavas Amar Lekivle, he said opposite him. Hey, Noye, my eyes, the Chamunach, which saw you, the Lord, in Lachin, didn't give you the stoke, he stopped me on to be blinded. You'll die, my hands, Lo Pashton, Lemitin, Lachin, should were not extended to give to you, Yiskatun should be amputated. Ragloi, my feet, the Lo Rukurata, which did not run, to give meet the luck to give you, he tavrun should be broken. Umatsusei came, and all this happened at the Nochemish Gamzu. So the Gabi Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva, the student went to him. Amalei said to him, Aili Shani Roy's Chabakach. Woe to me that I see you like this. So Nochemish Gamzu retorted, Aili Amalei, Aili Shani Enro's Chabakach. Woe to me that I don't see that you're afflicted the same way. So Rabbi Kiva said, Amalei Mat Mekud Mekalei, what are you cursing me? The same thing should happen to me. Amalei, so Rabbi Akiva said, Rabbi Nochem Mishkan said back to Rabbi Kiva, Umat Mevayit Bisurin, what are you kicking my Yisurin away? You don't think I needed these Yisurin? You don't think I wanted these Yisurin? They're something which are beneficial to me. Rabbi Yeshua Rabba, Rabbi Yeshua the Great, have a Rabbi Debray, the Rebbe of a student, of his son, a tutor in his house. Chad Tzaginora was one blind person. And he was accustomed to eating with this blind person every day. Yom Chad, One day, Rabbi Ishi had guests. He couldn't come eat with the blind tutor. Berum Shah that evening, Salkabe went to him. Armelez said, Loichas Maria Lai. My master should not be upset at me. Begin Davli Orchim because I, you don't have any of this? Begin Davli Orchim because I have guests. I guess Loboy Mivase Iakri Demari. I didn't want to embarrass the honor of my master. My master meaning Hashem. Because it says in Bracious by Avraham Avinu that he went even from talking from with Hashem to go bring the guests in. So we see Gedoylach Nosa Sorachim Yoshimi Kabbalah Pnei Shechina. So he said, I couldn't leave my guests alone. It's very important to treat guests properly. Otherwise, if I don't treat guests properly, it's as if I'm debasing Hashem himself, so to speak. So he said, so, begin Cain, because that, lo achli imachi omadeni with you today. So the poor tutors, the blind tutors said to him, Amalei at piyasta, you came to ask for forgiveness. Lemad de mischamei velo chamei, from somebody who is seen but cannot see. Dein de chamei velo mischamei, he who sees but cannot be seen, Hashem, ikabel piyusach, should accept your asking for forgiveness as well. No. That's what I thought. No. He meant it sincerely. Amalei, so Rabbi Yoshua is very impressed with this language. This flowery language, this poetic language. Amalei minolach. Hey, where'd you get the catchy phrase? So he said to him, Amalei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Al-Khad, the Sagi Nahor Labese. Sir blind person came to his house. Yosef lay Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Luramine. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov had him sit higher than him. Actually, Elazar ben Yaakov sat lower than the Yoni. Amrun, so the people in the house said, oh, Ilule Dava Barnash Rabba, if this blind person was not a great man, Lo Yosef Elazar ben Yaakov, Luramine. Elazar Yaakov would not have sat lower down than him. So they gave a lot of money to the blind man. Amar Lehu, so he said, Malachin, what's going on? Amar Leh, so they said to the poor person, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Yosef Luramin, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, is sitting below you. Therefore, you must be great. That's why we're giving you a lot of parnasa. There, at that point, the blind person, Sali Olavi Ada Tzalusa, he died for Elazar ben Yaakov this prayer. I took him out to Chesed. You did a favor. Lamanda mischamei to a person who is seen, velo chamei, then does not see. Dein, he, the chamei, who sees velo chamei, is not seen. Yikabo piusach, should accept your appeasement, the igmolia sah chesed, and do chesed for you as well. Okay. You know what? Let's stop here and go down. So let's do the seam. Okay. The last Mishnah, the last Gemara in Peah, deal with the concept of tzedakah and matana sadim in general, and who, poor people who should get tzedakah and who should not get tzedakah and stuff like that. A lot of agadata. And it says here that very powerful condemnation here. Rabbi Dilma, there was Dilma in Yerushalmi lingo means a maisa. There was a maisa, the Rabbi Chama bar Chanina and Rabbi Yehoshua have a matan lebilik nishusa de Lud. They're walking among those shuls in Lud. This is like Mamish, the south, the west side of Chicago. There were these ornate and fancy shuls all over the place. And what? I'm Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Chama bar Chanina said to Rabbi Yehoshua, he was taking pride. He said, Kama mamon shiku avaisai kan. How much money did my fathers invest here in building these wonderful edifices? These obviously very splendid and fancy shuls. Amar Leis, Rabbi Yeshua responded very, very powerfully. He said, Kama nefoshos shiku avosecha kan. How many souls did your fathers waste in this location? Lo havun b'nei nashua diyalun b'araisa. Weren't there people who were learning Torah who were needy, who needed the money, and instead of spending the money to build good schools and to build yeshivas and kollelim, instead they spent it on edifices which were eventually taken over by lower classes. No, it doesn't say that here. But it's the same idea, you get the picture. Okay? Rabbi Yaakov Shimon Chinah said, Kini Masnisin. Kini Masnisin means, this is the way to read our Mishnah in the Mishnah, the last Mishnah Peah. Kol Mishu Tzorech Lito Ve'eno Noitel. Anybody who has to take money and doesn't take money, in other words, somebody who needs stock and doesn't take, Harez a Shoytech Domin, that he is a spiller of blood, Vasul Yisrachim Olav, and it's usher to have any mercy upon him, Al Nafshei Lo Chayis, because since he doesn't have any mercy on his own soul, Al Churani Lo Koshkin, he must have no mercy on other people as well. Now, this is Al Churani Lo Koshkin. And those who do not have to take money and do take money, they don't die of old age until they in fact do need the money. In other words, if at first they're faking it, later on they really need it. Anybody who has to take, Vayna Notel does not take. Now, before we said anybody who has to take money from Stoka and doesn't take money from Stoka, he's a Shreifach Domi. But that's why about somebody...